AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Britain's King Charles addressed Congress today. Ed Donahue has a report.
The King's visit comes on the 250th anniversary of the United States.
For all of that time, our destinies as nations have been interlinked.
A lot has happened over those 250 years. As for here and now,
we meet in times of great uncertainty, in times of conflict.
He spoke of the shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington days ago, with President Trump nearby.
Let me say with unshakable resolve, such acts of violence will never succeed.
The King spoke of the U.S. and Britain working shoulder to shoulder through two world wars, the Cold War, Afghanistan.
That same unyielding resolve is needed for the defense of Ukraine and her most courageous people.
Tensions are high now between President Trump and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer over the war in Iran. I'm Ed Donahue.
Former FBI Director James Comey's been indicted again, this time over a social media photo of seashells on a beach that officials say spelled out a threat against President Trump. Meantime, Julie Walker reports.
A judge says Maureen Comey can sue the Trump administration in federal court for firing her as a federal prosecutor in Manhattan, despite the government's efforts to get the case moved out of court and into an administrative proceeding. The judge noted the sole reason for her firing last year was Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution, which vests executive power in the president. Comey sued after her firing, contending she was improperly removed solely or substantially because her father is former FBI Director James Comey, a Trump foe he also fired. Julie Walker, New York.
Sinking AI stocks and a further climb for oil prices helped halt Wall Street's rally. The S&P fell 0.5%, the Nasdaq 0.9%. This is AP News. Julie Walker has the latest on an illegal gambling case involving the NBA.
Former NBA player and assistant coach Damon Jones pled guilty Tuesday in a gambling sweep that led to the arrests of more than 30 people, including other ballers and reputed mobsters. Jones pled guilty to wire fraud for his role in what prosecutors say were sports betting and rigged poker games, where he acted as a face card to lure others with his celebrity. He left Brooklyn Federal Court on bail.
To God be the glory.
He told the judge he conspired with others to defraud sports betting companies by using insider information he got from relationships as a former player. That included injuries to stars like LeBron James, and apologized to the court, his family, his peers, and the NBA. Sentencing is January 6th. Julie Walker, New York.
There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.